When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
It's 12 o'clock in the greatest city of the world. It is Bart and Han. Alan Han, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN. It's Valentine's Day, Bart Scott. You prepared for today?
Valentine's Day, so I wonder.
Did you not know this? Am I breaking news to you right now? Come on now. I was online in the florist this morning.
You got to jump on it.
I got a harem, man. I got to take care of everybody.
You got to jump on it.
Yeah, that was busy. That was a busy morning for me, just running around getting all that done.
I tell you what, in honor of love,
yeah,
maybe we should talk about the.
Well, we're gonna play '90s R&B today. Am I right?
Yeah.
'90s R&B today is
early
2000s. What's on the playlist?
Early 2000s.
Well, 2010,
2010 to 90.
Well, let's go the other way.
That's the golden era.
Let's go 1988, 2010.
Okay.
Because late 80s had some bangers in it, too, now.
It was just coming, like, because disco was early.
Yeah,
my girl likes to party all the time,
Bro, yeah, we don't want that.
We want some ballads.
Yeah.
But I tell you what.
You can call in and suggest. Like, I think we should do the request line tonight. Today is a request line kind of day. If you want to shout out your girl, your significant other, like, you can call in and then request a song.
And you know what's crazy?
And then we'll play like a little bit of the song, and you can do your whole like, you know, hey baby, can't wait to see you after work tonight.
I wonder if you're going to request a song, do us a favor.
Yeah.
Tell us what year it came out, and then we'll tell you what player we were in love with in sports.
I like that. You know what I'm saying? I like that.
Let's do that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Let's talk about, you know, because it's about love.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we don't have a lot of love for the New York teams.
Why not? Are we falling back in love with the possibility of the Yankees getting it right this year?
Well, that's what I'm saying. So, like, let's talk about the players.
Are we out of love with Steve Cohen at this point? Are we sort of like, you know, I don't know anymore. Might have to put you in the friend zone right now, Uncle Stevie.
Yeah, that's
don't know if I'm falling. I don't know. Maybe it was puppy love for a minute, but I don't know if you've earned the ability to say that we are a thing, right? Like, there's that. Are you in love with the Knicks and what they can be?
And who are you in love with?
Are you in love with Aaron Rodgers, or did you fall out of love with Aaron Rodgers?
Juan Soto.
Are you in love with Saquon Barkley and say, I can't let you go. I can't quit you.
Mm.
Right? Like, I think that's a perfect way to start today.
Or do you love someone else?
Oh, damn.
Are you creeping in somebody else's DMs that's not in New York?
Down with OPP?
Uh-huh. Are you sliding into Ant-Man's? Because I think I got a crush.
Oh?
I don't know if I'm in love, but I think I got a crush.
Not a full bloom love?
I've had a crush for a long time, right? When I said that I thought that he, and they hurry up and took it off, when I said I believe that he can be the heir apparent to Brick as far as the young American helping
that carry the torch. He's got the charisma. He's already been in a movie. But he's in Minnesota.
But don't give me Shea Gilly because he's Canadian.
Is that it? Just he's Canadian?
He's Canadian.
But I also think Shea Gilgeous Alexander, who's an MVP candidate.
Yes.
He is, and he's really good.
But he's Canadian.
You see him last night, send the people home?
Yeah.
No in Orlando? Send him home. Send him home!
But
here's the thing, though, with him, is that he doesn't have charisma. And I know people are going to talk, again, the basketball fans are going to tell me about talent. And I'm going to tell you, there's more than talent. Yes.
He's like, Jason Tatum is like a blast sandwich. Like, bro, can we get some flair? Can we get a dance? Can we get like.
No, the most interesting thing about him off the court is his son. His son's adorable.
Yes.
That's it. Other than that, there's nothing about him that makes you feel like paparazzi ain't following him. TMZ is not following him.
Even though he dates Ella May, he dates a celebrity superstar.
Doesn't matter.
Ella May.
Doesn't matter.
By the way,
side note. Did you see the photo with Shaq in the suite with Taylor and
Ice Spice
and was it Blake Lively? Was that the third one in the picture?
I don't know.
No, there was also a dude in the picture.
Okay.
All right, anyways. The photo, if you didn't see it, I gotta show it to you. Everybody looks like, just tiny.
Yeah.
Taylor up to his shoulder. I'm telling you, man.
Taylor might be an Amazon.
If you're Kelce, don't you have to think to yourself, we could breed an athlete?
Yeah.
Like, you, like, seriously.
It won't be a fast twitch athlete. You're going to be playing baseball. Because you ain't got no ass.
Be a very emotional athlete.
Yeah. I don't know. If it's a boy, I don't know how that body going to look. Because Kelce built like a pack of potatoes.
Look at me.
And she's straight up.
Look at me. If you're trying to figure it out, what it would look like athletically, probably just look at me. But at least I had them bunnies. At least I had them.
I always wish that.
But I can't believe how tall she looked with Shaq. Like, that was like
she
that.
She probably got heels also. She's
doesn't
probably,
matter.
Yeah, she's probably.
Everybody else looked like up to his waist.
She's 6'3 when she puts heels on. She's 5'10. She probably has.
Which is why she
on.
Likes him, because he's 6'5 and she can wear heels.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the tall girls, man, that's the one thing. They want to wear heels. That's how it is. So you got to be tall.
What's the over under that somebody in this parade is going to get so slithered up that they fall off the bus?
Why is it so cold, by the way? And what is this?
It's Kansas City.
So they're showing the buses. So the Kansas Chiefs are having their parade.
And there's no people.
No. They're going up like this highway ramp. It's the most bizarre looking thing ever. Why would you go on a highway?
It is nothing.
Where are you going?
And listen, if we go on the highway, we go on highway speed, I do not want that wind in my face.
They pick everybody up at their house?
Right. They drive straight from the facility.
They pick everybody up.
Bro, I will come out.
I drove to the stadium.
I will come. Listen. That's like, so all the players probably in the bottom in the heat, and that's the family member.
Oh yeah.
Frostbite.
They're all freezing up top.
It's gonna look like Andy Reid did in Buffalo when his mustache froze.
It's crazy.
Meanwhile, I want to know what that was on Andy Reid's mustache. Was that snot that froze?
Of course it was. Right?
Look, Kansas City is a horrible city, man.
Is it?
It's the most blah. Listen,
I've only been there like for a minute. I haven't really spent a lot of time there.
I did a game there.
Yeah.
I went to the airport.
Mm-hmm.
The baggage claim was next to the gate. That's how I looked at the airport. I'm like, what in the whole hell?
It's like MacArthur.
They had one restaurant in there that was cooking stuff in a turbo oven. I was like, yo, where am I at? Subway? Everything you wanted, they cooked in that turbo oven.
That's it. You throw it right in the air fryer.
I say, bruh, bruh.
Yeah.
Bro, when I say it is a nothing burger, jeez. I mean, it makes
Well, they got barbecue, though. That's a big barbecue town.
Man, it makes St. Louis look like – It makes St. Louis, Missouri look like L.A.
You think St. Louis is not a good town?
I love St. Louis.
Hell yeah.
But what I'm saying is
– I've had a good time in St. Louis.
You got St. Louis, Missouri.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You got St. Louis, Kansas.
Right.
But what I'm saying is St. Louis is a nice – hometown, like good Midwestern town.
Yes.
It looks like L.A. compared.
Oh, you mean?
To Kansas City.
As far as fancy goes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand that.
Like, I'm like, bro, it is. Boy, they better keep winning.
By the way,
because no reason you would want to live in Kansas City.
This is what you know. All of the, everything you see from the camera shots of the parade is you see a lot of blue sky, a lot of sky.
Yo,
there's not a lot of city going on there.
This one cop crazy. You see he had no jacket on?
Yeah,
riding a motorcycle,
showing off the guns.
No, he's a tough guy.
Yeah, of course,
he's a tough guy. He's gonna get frostbite.
Yeah, right. So that's going on right now. Well, anything crazy that happens,
God,
we'll certainly let you know about it.
Downtown, man. Jeez.
Yeah, there's just like I said, there's just nothing.
That rivals Green Bay. Yeah,
this ramp thing is hysterical to me.
That rivals Green Bay.
Yeah, well, Green Bay, we know what Green Bay is.
What I'm saying is Kansas City the smallest market outside of Green Bay?
No, New Orleans.
New Orleans, no.
Yes.
New Orleans.
Look it up.
Listen, I'm saying.
Look it up.
Listen, I know Katrina took all the people.
No. It's just population-wise, New Orleans is the smallest market in the NFL.
I'm not talking about the population. I'm talking about cracking.
Oh, you talk, well, that's not smallest.
Yeah.
You're talking about, like, maybe the sleepiest?
Yes.
Yeah.
God.
Kansas City, the sleepiest? Like, no, man. There's an underworld there. You don't know about... You don't know about the...
I know people that have played...
The seedy side of KC?
Listen, I'd rather play in... Look,
how do
look,
I know
look,
about
look,
it?
That's
you
saving
don't.
His life. I listen.
What is he doing?
I hope
guy's on
drunk,
top of a light post.
Listen, I'd rather play in Cincinnati.
That man's going down.
Yeah.
He's falling. He's definitely going to fall.
I hope that's not a player.
No, it's just a dude who's like spiking beers that people are throwing
at
him.
He's 20 feet up.
And that pole is shaking. Like, he's going to go. He's going
to. I'd rather play in Cincinnati. I'd rather live in Cincinnati. And when I used to go play in Cincinnati, they had the Ku Klux Klan march. And I'd rather live in Cincinnati next to the Grand Wizard.
What?
Yeah, all the time. Like, every time we went, I don't know what, maybe it was the year we played him. Like, 3 years in a row, like, the Ku Klux Klan downtown was having a march.
Damn.
Like, because you fly into Kentucky, you drive to Cincinnati. You know, so you cross the border. You fly in Kentucky, you drive into, like, Cincinnati, super racist.
I didn't know that.
Oh, man. Like, the Grand Wizard used to be there all the time.
But Venus Flytrap was so popular on WKRP. Loved him.
When we pulled up,
yeah,
I say, they can try that. They got the wrong ones. We ain't from here. They come here with that
with your Cheech and Chong.
White power. Hit it with the 1-2 hook. Like, ow! These ain't regular Negroes. They super grown Strex, and they got superpowers. One picked me up above his head and spiked me. I thought I ain't no damn football, even though my head got a spike on it. It's round. Bro, and like for 2 years. Like, and then like 1 year we went there, like they were boycotting downtown. Cincinnati's had a colorful history.
Probably not a colorful history.
No, yeah. Yeah.
Well, anyways, parade's going on there.
Yeah.
Right? Meanwhile, tonight, I think the last of the games is tonight for the NBA before the All-Star break.
Is it?
It is. I believe tonight. I don't think there's any games tomorrow because everybody then moves to Indianapolis where the All-Star weekend will be. So the last power rankings. So the Knicks play tonight in Orlando to finish it off. And now Dante DiVincenzo is on the injured list. Questionable with the hamstring because he didn't finish the game.
Am I missing something?
What now?
I thought it was...
Today's Ash Wednesday. Yes.
How is it Ash Wednesday when it's Valentine's Day?
Well, because it's 40 days. It's Lent now. Lent begins today.
So guess what?
It just happens to fall on Valentine's Day.
And you want to know why it falls on Valentine's Day?
Why?
Because we had a leap year.
Probably.
That's crazy, right? Because it would have fallen on the 15th. No, it would have fallen on it would have fallen on the 13th.
Wait.
It would have fallen on the 13th.
Okay.
Right?
I think.
When has Ash Wednesday ever been on?
You do realize that we haven't hit February 29th, so it hasn't affected the movement of any days yet.
My head is spinning right now.
I thought it's 40 days from...
Well, no, it's 40 days. There's a certain thing where Ash Wednesday begins.
The problem with it is that Easter is not a set date.
Right. So right. It's not like Christmas, which we always know is the 25th.
See, this is what I don't understand.
There's some type of something on the calendar.
This is what I don't understand.
That tells you when all this stuff is going down.
Where's your charcoal on your forehead?
I'm going after the show.
This is what I don't understand.
St. Francis down on 31st Street is where I go to get them before my game
see,
tonight.
See, this is where the Catholics start messing with people.
What?
Why would you put a holy day on the freakiest day of the year?
Do you know what?
This is when everybody getting that sloppy toppy
gobble. Do you know what Valentine's Day is?
It's gobble gobble day.
It's gobble gobble day?
Yeah, that's when you supposed to get the freaky stuff.
Like, I thought that was Thanksgiving.
I'm talking about the sloppy toppy. This when you get all of it. It's like no holds bars, baby. This when she show you what you all about. Your birthday and today.
Yep.
It's the nastiest day in the world. Why would you put Ash Sunday?
Or it's the feast of St. Valentine.
I don't care about the feast. We know what we represented. Okay. So you go.
It is St. Valentine's Day. A man who was martyred.
Oh, Alan. Oh, you eating today? That's for sure.
I'm eating.
You eating, and you getting eaten.
Excuse me?
It's a feast coming.
I'm going to be getting home pretty late, and it's a school night. Anything that I was going to get got this morning.
Nah.
Just saying.
But that's crazy, because when you get back, that means you're on number two. Number two is that Superman power one. We all, every man know, if you get 12 hours in between time, like a girl, she'd be like, oh, let's go back to bat. Like, nah, holler at me in the morning.
Yep.
Hammer time.
I tried your trick, by the way. You know?
Which one?
You know, like just grab him.
Yeah.
Right? She said, ow. Got upset. Nah, and then showed me a bruise later.
Stop it, man. She's a former athlete.
Said,
man.
You bruised me.
She's a former athlete, man.
Wasn't stop. Happy about
Tell
that.
Quit being soft. Quit being soft.
Well, I mean, she's in her 40s now, so.
It don't matter.
It's just, she's going to be soft.
But here's the crazy thing. She's starting to hit, at 40, women hit their sexual peak.
I'm aware.
That's when they're horniest.
I am aware. Yes.
So that's what I'm saying. You should say, okay, well, I'm going to give you a twin on the other side. twin bruises.
Oh, I got you. You want to get
I don't know why they would put Ash on the freakiest day of the year.
They didn't. It's the way the calendar went.
All you got to do is
no one sitting in a room saying, what day do we want to do this?
You got, well, you say.
It just happens.
You say Easter's not set. So they could have set it a day.
Nobody sets it. It is like it is done by a calendar.
The thing is, it happened around the Seder. That's what the Last Supper is, which is based on the lunar calendar followed by Judaism. That's why it moves.
Judaism. They set this?
I don't know if you realize this, but Jesus.
He was Jewish. He was Jewish carpenter.
Yeah, I know.
He made tables and chairs and whatnot.
Yeah,
and apparently water into wine.
He was a carpenter.
Yeah, he said that.
At 30, what, he lived to 35?
He's making IKEA furniture. And on the side, he dabbled in miracles.
Jesus would never make something that once you take it apart once, you can never put it back together.
That is untrue.
Man, IKEA stuff is horrible, man. That stuff, you do that, you tear all that little particle board, press
well,
cork.
You take it apart properly, and then the smart thing to do is when you are putting it back together, you know what you do? Put a little bit of Elmer's glue in there into the screw, hold it nice and tight.
You better put some wood glue up in that thing, but you got two times.
Wood glue is Elmer's brand.
You got 2 times to take some IKEA stuff apart, and it's a wrap.
Two, yeah, I'd give you two.
Two.
Yeah, but you don't want to take anything apart more than twice.
Why?
Because anything made with wood.
I got a bed that I've had for 15 years.
What's it made of?
Wood.
Wood.
Yes.
You have a bed that's made of wood, and you've taken it apart several times, and it is not at all rickety.
Yes. And
well, then you ain't getting your freak on that bed.
And I drill it.
And you...
Listen. If the frame is solid, mm-hmm. It ain't about that. It's about how many dents you put in the mattress.
Mattresses tend to be pliable.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
I tell you what, man. I just didn't know that it was Ash Wednesday.
Yeah, it is Ash Wednesday.
That's the nastiest day, the most unholy day of the year.
Is it, though?
Yes.
Fat Tuesday is probably the most unholy day.
No. Who do you think?
Which was yesterday.
No, when do you think fornication is at its height? Right? Even a dude, a girl don't really like you, going to give you
something
for Valentine's
Day. After the Knicks win a championship.
Even if your girl really don't like you that much, she going to give you something for Valentine's Day.
You think so?
Yes.
I believe, I would venture to say that there are more breakups on Valentine's Day.
Yes.
Then there are, like, I believe more people break up.
Both can be true.
On or around Valentine's Day.
Both can be true.
Okay.
Both can be true.
So how is it the freakiest day, though, if there are some people that end up, like, okay, by the end of the night, like, I don't want anything to do with this.
Okay. All right. So what happens, right?
Mm-hmm.
What happens? You break up.
Mm-hmm.
What you think going to happen? You going to call that ex? Or you going to go out and you going to buy some?
You have a great life. Not everybody has that same experience.
Listen,
you should know this. There are a lot of lonely people in the world.
Everybody has that, but right. And then what they do, they become easy on that day.
No, yeah, but
go to a bar on Valentine's Day and you see that girl that ain't got none, and she's sitting there lonely.
All right, what about the
and
guy?
She's just looking for companionship.
What about the guy?
The guy too.
Got
companionship.
None.
He's like, hey, can I take you out on Valentine's Day? Like, oh, why are you sitting there by yourself, beautiful lady?
You live in an amazing world. You really do.
Bro, do you?
You do. 800-919-3776.
I bet you our callers know how many of y'all hooked up or met your girl during Valentine's Day because she was lonely and mm-hmm. she was vulnerable. Mm-hmm. And it's like when those commercials come on when you fat late at night. And it was like, are you lonely? Yes. Would you like to meet somebody that's in your age range? Yes. Well, call 1-800-277-DO-ME. And that's how they find them.
Oh, my page is down. Going to need the page to go up. That would have been a good drop at that moment. All right, 800-919-3776. We get calls rolling here. So can we just go through the power rankings in the NBA now?
Yeah, sure.
Are you interested in that?
Yeah, let's start with 30 teams?
You want?
Or 32.
It's 30.
Let's start with the
you
Pistons.
You want to go with
the Pistons are the worst.
You think the Pistons are at 30?
Yes.
All right, let's see. You are incorrect.
Hell no.
Yeah, they are not considered the worst team in the league.
They got the worst record. Don't tell me Charlotte.
They used to be 30. They have moved up
to 29.
They have. Well, they've had actually a couple of wins.
But who's worse than them? Charlotte?
Nope. No. Come on. You can do this. You can do this.
Worse than the Pistons.
Yes.
Worst record than the Pistons.
Not a worse record. Just considered this team sucks.
Golden State?
Golden State.
Worse than the Pistons?
Yeah, come on, you can do this.
The Bulls?
Nope. Come on. You can do this.
Worse than the Pistons?
Yep.
I can't.
You got a man on that team that wears sweaters that are 18 sizes too big.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Washington.
Yes, Wizards. Okay. Kyle Kuzma.
I forgot that. I thought
Kuzma didn't want to be traded from this team.
I thought they was in the G League. That's, you want to know why Kuzma? Listen, let me tell y'all, everybody out there, why Kuzma didn't want
to
be traded.
Yeah, why did he say no to going to Dallas of all teams?
Let me tell you something.
Could have been on a winning team.
It is so much action in D.C. You see the most beautiful women you've ever seen in your life in that area. Listen,
he's all right with being 9-44.
He's like, yo, I'll wait. Like, yo, man, listen, anybody,
and he's making a lot of money.
But he would have made that money with Dallas.
Of course. And Dallas isn't a bad city to live in, and he's winning.
What I'm trying to get y'all to understand.
Right.
Is Washington, D.C. has the baddest women in the world.
World. In the world, Craig.
In the world, Craig.
D.C.
Think I'm lying.
In
that
the,
area.
You just said todo el mundo. Are you serious?
Yo. Think I'm lying. Think I'm lying.
I'm. You are lying.
I'm not lying.
You're lying.
Okay.
There's no way.
Okay.
No disrespect to D.C., but I mean, damn.
It's called.
Have you been to Milan?
Bro, I don't care what Milan got. I'm telling you.
I do.
whatever the population is in Milan,
mm-hmm.
in D.C., I'm sure they got a Milan corner. You got every consulate, embassy.
Yes, of course.
Represented.
Right.
They've been there for 50 years.
But it doesn't mean that they have half the population living there.
Listen, they've been there for 50 years.
The consulate are just politicians and stuff.
But they've been there for 50 years.
Yeah.
Right?
Are you telling me that they've been fruitful and multiplied?
Yes. And you run into some stuff that you have no idea what the hell you're looking at.
Mm-hmm.
You might see a person darker than me with great eyes and say, what the hell are you?
Yeah. Well, you're talking about a lot of the...
I'm Cape Verdean and Italian. Like, what?
Yeah.
You what?
Yeah, it's basically like going to...
Mutt City.
Yeah, right. It's like adopting a dog.
You see stuff like, yo.
You get some beautiful mixes.
And sometimes you get some of the greatest, like you got all the right attributes from your culture. Like, hold up, you Egyptian? You're Egyptian and Jamaican?
Right.
Like, what the hell? Like,
okay.
Ask anybody. Anybody, I tell this story all the time, right? Mm-hmm. So when you come in my house, I have a rare, the rare posters.
Posters?
Yeah, a Barack Obama. So the hope, wish, dream, all that stuff. It's like 10 of them.
Yeah.
But they're all numbered by artists.
Oh, so they're originals.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and they all of them numbered. If different degrees of copies
understand.
From different ones, right?
Yep.
And mine, I'm probably one of the very few people to have the whole collection with the entire collection signed by Barack Obama.
Wow.
Right, and I didn't get them because I was like all into the hope and all that stuff and Barack Obama. I got it just because I knew I can get it. So this is how I got it, right? When I came to the Jets, I got him in 2008. I got here in 2009. It was a player. And he said, hey, Bart, I'm about to go down to D.C. I ain't never been before. Is there anything you need to? I said, listen, man, be careful when you go down there because you're going to see stuff you ain't never seen before. He said, man, whatever. What you talking about? I'm from ATL, shorty. ATL is spy.
Yep.
So he goes down there. I say, how was it? He said, man, I'm going back tomorrow. Like, this dude, listen. This dude went down to D.C. Like, so an off-season workout program.
Changed his life.
His name was Batman.
Yeah.
Listen, his name was Batman, Amara Carroll.
All right.
This dude went down to D.C. We're only required in an off-season program to work out 4 times a week. He made sure that he worked out Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. His ass was on a train. Every week, for the entire offseason, he was gone Thursday, Friday, Saturday, came back Monday morning for practice. This dude, and everybody like, oh, Bart, when they come in there, you know Barack Obama? Nope. He started banging Michelle's assistant.
What?
And Michelle's assistant got me the poster signed.
But you know, that's how you got it signed?
Yeah. He was addicted. Anybody call in and tell me I'm wrong. Anybody that's ever, but you have to have been in D.C. for more than a week and sat down there around that area and tell me that ain't the baddest place in all the world.
Well, first thing we'll do is Matt is going to give us a Easter clarification.
Okay.
Matt, New Jersey. Matt, please educate us.
Matt, I know we some heathens, Matt.
No, so To answer your question, Easter is determined by the cycle of the moon. So you have your spring equinox is the 19th of March. Easter would then be the first Sunday after the next full moon. So it happens to be March 31st this year. That's the only thing that determines that.
So a lunar calendar, like Dina Han said.
So Matt.
That makes sense.
Matt, are you Catholic?
I am.
Yeah.
So you celebrate, right?
I do.
Are you a holy man?
Well, I wouldn't stretch it.
But you're getting your ashes today,
you're getting your ashes, right?
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay.
Can I ask you one last question, Matt?
Oh, boy.
Sure can.
Are you going to fornicate tonight?
I mean,
fingers crossed.
You see what I'm saying, Matt? That's my point. Why we make this holy day on the freakiest day of the year?
Fingers crossed, Matt. Yeah. Matt's very careful with that one. He cannot confirm nor deny. Thank you, Matt. But I mean, there's a reason why they say to multiply like a Catholic rabbit.
Be fruitful and multiply.
I mean, that's just what we do. I guess we're not going to get to this list.
Yes, we are.
We are?
When we come back.
Okay. We have a lot to get to, of course. We have your calls, 800-919-3776. It is fun to do the music thing on a day like this.
If you're Catholic, you're going to fornicate.
Well, I mean, we don't have to do the Catholic part of it. That's fine.
If you're religious, you're going to fornicate. You're going to go get your ass.
You got to clean it. Hang on. Baby, I got to wipe these ashes off here.
Right.
Because I'm thinking only one thing right now. I
got
to get.
What if she got ashes on her forehead? You got fags on her forehead as you commence to pound it.
She starts sneezing because the ashes are like dribbling down onto her face.
Jesus, best run to make her go blind.
Oh my
pound
goodness!
Pound town, bacon, pound town. She's
but we could,
Cardi Red.
Definitely do like the dedications, right? You got a song.
Yes,
I think today is definitely one of those days. And also the athletes. Who are you in love with in New York? In love with a team or an athlete right now? You're like, man, I love this player. Is it Saquon? Can't let you go. I can't quit you, Saquon. Is it Aaron Judge? Is it Jalen Brunson? Is it someone we haven't talked about yet?
Yeah.
Is it Pete Alonso? We gotta keep him. Like, what is it? And maybe you're somebody you're out of love with.
I like how you take my foolery and make it make sense.
I'm trying to. 800-919-3776. We get to your calls. And where are the Knicks right now when it comes to the NBA power rankings? Will we find them in the top 10 still after these last couple of losses and all the injuries and everything else? Stay with us. Barton Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
Are you going to fornicate tonight?
I mean,
fingers crossed.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. The Knicks have lost three straight, are back in action tonight as they face off against the Magic with injuries piling up. Earlier this morning on DPH on Rothenberg, Dave and Rick tried to figure out where the Knicks slot in the Eastern Conference.
Celtics won. Cavs are two, but I don't think you take the Cavs two.
Cavs are a good team. I just have a hard time after what I saw the Knicks do to them.
Sure.
Last season.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go Celtics, Bucks. I don't know what Embiid's going to look like when he comes back.
You don't? Or if he comes back?
I guess I would say healthy, the Knicks.
Knicks or Heat?
I would say probably the Knicks if healthy.
You think their best team?
Yeah, I think when you look at what they've added, what they were before, I mean, everyone started getting hurt offensively and defensively.
It's just such a shame because I really think that they would have been the two seed.
And that's brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up at 3 o'clock, it's the Michael Kay Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted Set the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Pound town, break it, pound town. Pound town, going downtown.
All right, so I got to hear this.
Going downtown.
800-919-3776.
You know, Woody Johnson.
Valentine's Day and Ash Wednesday on the same day. It's got Bart all kinds of twisted. He can't figure it out.
Got you ratchet.
Pound town, take it downtown.
All right, Larry is in Connecticut. Larry.
Yes.
What's happening, Larry?
Long-time listener, first-time talker, caller.
Appreciate it.
Bart never lies.
Mm.
You go to D.C., and you will be stunned of all the beautiful ladies that are in D.C. Me and my son were there last summer. He's 15. He couldn't believe it.
Head on a swivel.
Head on a swivel.
I understand.
Head on a swivel. Now, I lived there in the mid-'80s. It was horrible then. It was horrible.
It was horrible in a lot of cities were horrible in the '80s, unfortunately.
That's because Mary Berry was smoking all the crack and he's running the city, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, there was gunshots all over the place.
Yeah.
Homeless veterans living on storm drains. But DC now is beautiful.
Bethesda, beautiful Chevy
town,
Chase.
Beautiful.
Bethesda, Chevy Chase.
Well, that's
Georgetown.
Maryland. Well, this is DC.
It don't matter. We call that DC. That's the DMV. Bro, that's 20 minutes away. You know what I'm saying?
No, I'm not. DC is different.
You could be in a neighborhood in DC and across the street is Maryland.
Oh, I know. I've been there.
Yep.
I'm actually going there.
Yeah, you know. Alan, don't go.
What are you talking? Thank you, Larry.
Don't go, Alan.
I'll be there this weekend. I'm in DC all weekend. I'm not kidding you. I'm leaving Friday after the show. I'm not coming back until...
You know, we never took in a road trip, Alan.
I'm just saying. I'm staying downtown. I'm serious. And wifey is staying home. Just so you know. You think I'm kidding? I am going to D.C. this weekend.
That's what's up, man. So you'll see...
Check my snap map.
So you'll see that I'm not lying.
I've already been there many times. Oh, my God. Let's go to Matthew in Smithtown. Matthew...
What's going on, guys?
What's happening, Matt? How's it going, man?
Good, man. I first got to say, not to ramble on, I really, really love your show, guys. It's a real pleasure to be on with you.
Matthew, why? I need to know why. What do you love about our show? I'm just curious.
I love the energy. I love your energy. I love that you're able to mix, you know, humor and relatability, but with sports knowledge. You know, I walk away feeling like, oh, that was a good point.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's an easy synopsis. You talk about what I want to hear. You don't talk a lot of baseball, I don't feel like, but you talk a ton of Knicks, you talk a ton of Jets. I love that. And so it works for me. I love hearing your perspective, Bart. Bart, love you, but I love hearing Alan's perspective on the Knicks. It's awesome. You know, and you mentioned before, talking about crushes, I don't think there's been a player in the New York area that I've loved as much as Jalen Brunson in a long time. In a long, long time. I mean, I hasn't even done anything yet.
What's it about Brunson that has really kind of drawn you to him to, like, have that kind of emotion?
You know what? He just seems like everything as a Knicks fan that we've been pining for, whether it's a point guard, whether it's a guy that is just that assassin at the end of the game. You're watching the game the other night, and I know they lost, heartbreaker, but he hits that jump. It seems like every time he takes a jumper, there's a millisecond when I think, like, that's not going to go in, and then it goes in.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. You know, I got a son who's a little shorter. He would be mad if I was mentioning him. He's a little ball player. He's 5'10". I'll say to him, why can't you do that? You know, like he's playing below the rim, Brunson. I'll be like, come on, watch this. Look what he does.
It's relatable, right?
It's
like,
amazing.
That's what it is. It's similar to Steph Curry.
Yes, people love Steph.
Similar, not obviously the same. Steph Curry is an all-time great. Thank you, Matthew. But it's similar because of the size factor, and he doesn't have off the charts athleticism. It's footwork,
you don't jump,
determination, high, shooting, like it's all those things and toughness and all that stuff. And so I guess, you know, Brunson is somebody that is easily relatable. Like, think about it. Aaron Judge, you love him, right? You love everything about him, his personality, his character, all that stuff. But the one thing that you can never do is emulate him because he's 6'8",
yeah,
you know, 235. Like, you can't, you just can't be that.
You know who was the first Brunson, in my opinion? Mike Conley.
Mike Conley was never the scorer like that. Mike Conley was a great defensive player, a good player, but he's not like a scorer like Brunson.
Well, what I'm talking about is the size, the toughness.
Yeah, there's the toughness aspect, yeah.
The leadership.
Yeah.
Like, when he was in his bag in Memphis, mm-hmm, like, he was like the, he was their leader, but he wasn't a guy not catching oops, not super athletic like AI. Kind of like a underneath the ground thinker.
Who's acting up there?
I have no idea.
You have any idea who that is? It's hysterical. It's one of the – he's built like a linebacker, right? Like, yeah, that's a linebacker.
It's definitely a linebacker.
Yeah, can't tell who
it
is.
Or DN.
But he's shirt off.
It's been off, too.
He's got his Lululemons on, and he's just playing the crowd like it's wrestling.
He high as hell. You notice he started as a cute girl. He started with the cute girl, and then, like, hey.
Yeah,
call me.
He's got the beads around and everything else. Now he's signing stuff.
That's right, because it was Mardi Gras.
Fat Tuesday was yesterday. It's always the day before Ash Wednesday. There you go. Joe in Staten Island. What's up, Joe?
Hey, gentlemen. How you doing today?
Good.
So I actually just wanted to talk about, I fell out of love with a player, and I hate to say this as a Jets fan, but you guys ever see the movie The Heartbreak Kid with Ben Stiller?
Yes.
So he finds this beautiful girl, yep, and, you know, he thinks she's great, but he thinks she's going to leave. So he marries her quick and finds out there's just so many problems. I just think that's kind of like Aaron Rodgers in a little bit. I mean, maybe it's too early to say, but after the first season, I compare it to this. When Brady went to the Bucs, there was no noise. It was straight get to work, win a Super Bowl, and that's what we have to do. I just feel like with Aaron Rodgers, it's just in the show.
It was noise with Brady. He was,
remember, Brady was doing practices when the league wasn't letting him practice.
Yeah, the league almost got him down. Then.
No, for football, yeah, for football noise, but like outside noise. Everything Brady did was really based to win.
Well, what did Aaron – Joe, I'm just curious, because what is it that Aaron Rodgers did when he first got here that was outside noise that wasn't about football? He showed up at OTAs. He showed up at minicamps.
He gave back $30 million. He gave back $30 million.
I'm sure he made it up in other ways, though. What I'm trying to say is, I just think that
how
this guy.
Well, don't worry about that.
He brought in a bunch of guys who weren't good. It's just a lot of bad decisions.
So did Brady. So did Brady. But he paid for it because he gave up $30 million. Like, he wasn't expecting. He wasn't expecting. Listen, they signed Lazard before he even got here.
See, the difference is what Joe's saying, and I understand. What Joe's saying is Brady brought Gronk. Like, Brady brought, like...
Yeah, like, but guess what?
Was it Fournette? Who came in wanted to play with?
Antonio Brown.
Brown was
But guess what? Guess what, Joe? Like, when Brady went there, it was directly after free agency, so he can bring people that was good because they weren't under contract. Yo, Aaron Rodgers didn't get signed, and the deal wasn't done until way, way after the draft. Let's see what Aaron Rodgers.
I feel like he went to New York for more reasons he wants to win, but there was other places he could have went to.
Bro,
he wanted to make a show.
Bro, no, he didn't. He came here because they had got their ass kicked and they had practice. They had joint practices, and he saw how good this young, talented team was and how much salary cap space they had and the ability to win. Like, they won 7 games without Aaron Rodgers. You don't think Aaron Rodgers worth at least 3 games? You don't think Aaron Rodgers?
I just want them to be good.
Joe, you have to not believe in this false narrative that's been pushed. He's done everything he's supposed to. He damn near put his career on the line by trying to come back doing something that somebody's never did before. You didn't even see Vera Tucker. You didn't see J.K. Dobbins, who got hurt a day before him, come back and say, I'm going to play for the Ravens.
Oh.
He came back and he was trying to come back and put his career on the line. And that wasn't for his benefit.
All right. Well, again, the question was who you're falling out of love with. We don't have to convince him to fall back in love.
That's
just
true. This is like when Joe. This is like when you say you about to leave your girl, and your boy's like, man, you crazy as hell.
we're trying to tell you to give it a little more time, Joe. I think that's what we're doing. Don't break up yet. Give it a little more time.
Okay, guys, have a good one.
All right, you too, Joe. Like, you're badgering Joe, man. All Joe was saying is that
you got a good girl, and he's trying to leave her. For some scallywag, some little skank.
Scallywag. That is tough. All right, we'll continue with your calls at 800-919-3776.
Hey, this dude walking out right now, he had to wear his number on his chain because nobody knows who the hell he is.
There was another guy walking around that he was shaking everybody's hand, and I'm like, I don't think anybody knows him.
Nobody knows who the hell that is right there.
What's the temperature there? Because these guys are lit up pretty good.
Well, the cop didn't have a jacket on. So
yeah, so maybe it's a warm day.
Maybe
in
it's
KC.
Like 50. Maybe it's like 50.
That means hopefully good weather's coming our way. All right, we'll continue with your calls. Lots more to get to. Stay with us. Barton Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Love you. Let me be the one to give you everything you want and need. Let me love you.
Wario!
Let's go to Arturo in Texas. Arturo, what you got going on today?
Hey, what's going on, Alan?
How you doing?
What it do, baby?
What it be, baby?
What it do?
I'm here at work, actually. I work in a warehouse. I just wanted to actually make a dedication for my daughter, actually.
Nice.
I was talking about.
Stevie Wonder, isn't she lovely?
Oh, yeah. Classic.
Very special song for a very special young lady. I just want to say, Mama, Daddy loves you. I know you're not listening, but I really do hope that you... do good in your Spanish test. Daddy loves you a lot, and he'll pick you up from school today. I gotta wait in line. One of those dads.
Yeah, pick her up today. Stay with the baby girl. Later after that.
That's great, Arturo.
I am a single man.
Oh, so that makes her even more special, right? I mean, that's a big deal.
Exactly.
You get to spend time with her?
Yes, sir. I spend time with her. I pick her up 4 to 5 days out of the week.
Perfect.
And I spend time with her every Saturday.
That's great, man.
Oh, that's a special thing when she pulls up and she run out, jump in your arms. Daddy.
Nothing like it. Yeah, nothing like it. Arturo.
Oh, yeah, she's 16 right now, so I'm well past those days, but I sure do miss them.
Yeah.
I still make my daughter do it every once in a while, but she's 6'2".
She's bigger than you.
About 200, so
Arturo, I'll tell you what, though. From experience, yes, I'll tell you what. They do go through that time now in the teenage years where they kind of get, like, you know, they don't hug you like the way they used to and
in
stuff.
In front of their friends.
But then, because Emma does this now, it goes from that to now, then you get the hugs back again. Once they're over 18, especially when they have to, like, go to college, they go away and they're away.
They realize how many people have bad dads.
Then those hugs come back.
They realize how many people got bad dads. And how many
nothing
people.
Like it. Just don't make them feel guilty about it. You just understand that's just the progression, you know. She's just like, you know, the hugs aren't like they used to be when they're, like, 8 and 9 and 10. But when she gets a little bit older again, you'll get those hugs back. Trust me, it never goes away. Arturo, God bless. That's a great song too. I love that one. That's a good one for Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
So, like I said, anybody want to do a shout out and play a dedication for you? We'll certainly do that. See how quick we are on the trigger. By the way, we got that song right up, fired up fast.
We got it.
Justin in Tom's River has a question for you, Bart. Justin.
Hey guys, thanks for taking my phone call as always. You know, Bart, over the weekend, Connor Hughes came out and said it's basically a fait accompli that Bryce Huff is not coming back. Jets, you know, do you think that's or not?
Breaking up a little bit, Justin, but Bryce Huff, it sounds like he's gone. Is there any way the Jets keep him?
Well, I think he has to graduate, right? Like, you have to.
What do you mean by graduate?
Graduate the program. Like, you talk about the Jets have decent salary cap space. They don't have a lot. They have to restructure some guys like C.J. Mosley.
Mm-hmm.
You know, get him extended to soften his blow because he's almost at the end of his deal.
Mm-hmm.
McDonald, you hope that McDonald has the same
growth. Will McDonald, the rookie.
Yeah, right. You hope that he has the same growth that Jermaine Johnson had. Go from 2 sacks or 3 sacks, whatever he had this year, to 8 to 10. And we know that he has to bend. He's a great pass rusher. He just didn't have the weight to anchor and understand the running game.
Didn't Jermaine said like his offseason
yeah,
got him ready. Like he understood.
He put on 15 pounds of muscle.
Right. What he needed to do in his first offseason and got him ready for year two.
Right. So like
Will McDonald, you hope, is on the same program.
He has to be. You know, and that's why you get him a year early, mm-hmm. so that he doesn't have the pressure of being like Will Anderson, or he mm-hmm. doesn't have the pressure of Steve Hutchinson, Aiden Hutchinson. You know, so now he's got to understand. Now he understands what the league is all about. And last year he was worried about running a 40 and drills and stuff like that. This time, nah, I'm just training to be a great football player, and I know what it takes. And actually, the first year of anybody's career is the longest year of their life because of the combine interview process, the bowl process. Mm-hmm. The training. Now he's just
draft
training.
And then bouncing around and having to run out
interviews,
in the media. Media. And then you're trying to get ready for a season where it's all happening so fast. Let's continue with the calls. Ron is in Westchester. Hey, Ron.
Oh, boy. So you guys have me here on my field. The rendition by Bart of Mario was just impeccable, immaculate. I wanted to do something. I thought I never had to do this. And it really pains me. And maybe it's an indication of how rosy things are here and 34th and 7th with the Knicks. But Taj Gibson, it's over. I'm breaking up with you.
No.
It was a lust affair for many years.
He only got eight days left on his contract.
Oh, man.
Yeah, no, listen, you're both athletes. I do my Sunday morning old man league. Father time remains undefeated.
Mm-hmm.
I want him on the bench. I want him as a coach. I think there's a lot of, opportunity to have him mentoring a guy like Precious, but he doesn't look good out there.
Yeah, and he'll probably be the first to tell you that the minutes caught him by surprise, and he's not ready for it. They literally got him off the couch, right? So they need the bodies right now, and he's got to play, and he knows the system, which is why it's easier to put a guy like him in there instead of, let's say, like, Robin Lopez or somebody that might be available. So I completely get it that it's not pretty, but what you said about what he should be, which is end of the bench mentor, great locker room guy, all that stuff, that's eventually what he's going to move to become. But right now they you got to play him, and that's why the minutes thing, Ron. And thanks for the call.
He's Udonis Haslem.
Udonis Haslem is a really good comp, but people have to understand when they talk about the minutes and Thibodeau's playing these guys too much. There's your example. Okay, so you want him to give Isaiah Hartenstein rest. Well, the next guy up right now is Taj Gibson. So you're saying, how do I give him rest, yet I also have to play Taj Gibson, who you realize can't really play a ton of minutes. That's where they are right now. That's the reality of where they are right now. Gil in Brooklyn. What's up, Gil?
Gentlemen, how you guys doing today?
All right.
Let me get how are we doing the daughter shout-outs? Yasmin, Kendra, Lakeisha, Daddy loves you.
Perfect.
Bart.
Yo.
First break, you had a hot mic, and I see that you're just as crazy off the mic, off the show as on the show.
Uh-oh.
Brother, you had me cracking. Because when you started yelling, that's when they must have realized you cut your mic off. But you are just as nuts on the mic.
This is tame when I'm there. What I'm talking about, Pound Town?
In the background.
Oh, no.
Oh, Pound Town? Take me Pound Town?
Oh, my God. Yeah, but Alan, we have to survive this stick right now with the Knicks. All these injuries.
Yes.
If we can hold on and grab that third spot, it'll be the best situation. Because anything less than that, we're going to wind up playing Boston early, and that's not what we want to do coming off of injuries and guys trying to get back into shape. If we can grab that three spot, play a weaker team, and build these guys back up into the stamina, we'll be all right.
That's what you're hoping for. And that's why, you know, right now you're going to go through some losses. And that nobody wants to see losses, but you know you're going to be undermanned for a lot of these games because either guys are hurt or you're giving them a little extra time to get back from whatever they've got so they get it out of their system, like Hartenstein. Like that's he could play through it, but you just don't want him to. You want him to just get it to where it's no longer a major issue, right? Like, you know, Gil, that's just – and the All-Star break, man, comes at the right time.
What is the problem, what's the name's having adapting to being a pure point guard? McBride.
Deuce?
I mean, yeah. He's
a scorer.
First off, when I played ball, I was a point guard.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand what he's trying to do. I just don't understand why it's so difficult for him to do it. And I get that you can score, but you're scoring. If you're a guy that goes to the basket, instead of you looking to shoot the ball when you drive and get that lane to the basket, you should be looking at your peripheral to see who's open so you can get a better wide open shot. I don't understand the difficulties he's having trying to make that adaptive.
Because it's the NBA. Things happen really fast, and the guys are huge. And there's a lot going on, and it's a lot to think about, and it's not a role that he has played before in that kind of a level. So they're telling him, just take what the game gives you, and if you see a shot, take the shot because they trust his shot. That's essentially it, Gil. That's it.
You're a ball player, Alan. You know if.
But I also know it's a lot harder. There's levels to it. It's a lot harder the higher up you go. I mean, the game is. It's not even the speed as far as foot speed. It's the thinking speed, the reaction speed that these guys have as you go up the ladder. Bart can explain it. He went from 1AA to the NFL. You know, I mean, all the guys we have here, Canty can explain it. DiPietro can explain it. They'll tell you. I mean, Rick went from college, Division I college, to the NHL. Like, it's just different. It's the speed as far as that. All that stuff is the same. You just have more of the better players. And they think it faster. Yeah. They react faster. So you have to be able to think it faster, react faster. Now, Deuce has been in the league a couple of years now. He's not a rookie. But it's an adjustment.
For some people, it takes about 5 years.
It's not in your game.
Three or four seasons. It takes that. The first, you know, sometimes when you pull up, like, you know you're faster than that, but you can't think the game in the strategies and what you see, because everybody's more sophisticated in what they're doing and how they attack you.
Right.
They have game plans and they have scouting reports on you, analytics, and they force you to do what you don't do well.
That's right. They force you to your weakness.
And you almost have to self-scout yourself and see, okay, this is what I can't do. Mm-hmm. It's just like LeBron couldn't shoot for three. Everybody sloughed off of him.
To me, shooting, you can get better at shooting.
Yeah.
Can you get better at thinking fast?
Yeah, that's
you know the react because you're running only, the offense in the at the NBA level. Yeah. That is not easy to do.
You only do that by actually standing the same offense for a long time.
That's true too. You get a feel for it. Great point. All right, we'll continue with your calls and coming up. So Barstradamus is retired for the football season.
Yes.
So instead now
it's back to the dark side.
We go to hoops, and we'll do a little. Top five lists I like to do. Hans Hierarchy, coming up next. Stay with us. Barton Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. Well, the main thing for the Knicks right now is to get healthy and stay healthy. But then after that is where they slot in when it comes time for the playoffs. Will they be in the top four? Will they be the five seed? Earlier this morning, Rick and Dave had an issue with anyone who said the seeding is not that important.
This whole idea that it doesn't matter. I mean, yes, they need to be healthy, but that does matter.
It does matter.
Like, they're a better team at home, so that does matter. Would you like to, I mean, in a closely contested series, have Game 7 at home? Yes. The answer to that question is yes. I like my chances better if we have Game 7 at home.
I don't think anybody would say that.
And that's brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up at 3 o'clock, it's the Michael Kay Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.